you know, people really believe that every single person is born here is completely different, you know. I mean, that's true, but through the times, can you imagine all these, like, what if we all supposed to go to heaven all? Can you imagine all these people who died beforehand, and all of us, all of in heaven, all of on top of each other? Hey, man, we're Lord, man, I don't have the roof up here. It's a hill, you have no business dying, do you? So, oh, well, God. So can you imagine that? Wow.
But, like, if they're just going to sit there like mud or plaster or whatever, you know, and just go on and play the way you feel it again, you know. I don't think we play according to audience reaction, except maybe on the good reaction side of it. All we do is to say, like, if we're going to boo, well, as long as they boo in key, it's like
what was the controversy about the national anthem?
I don't know. All I did was play it. I'm American, so I played it. I said to sing in a school. They made me sing in a school, so it's a flashback. You know, I don't know if I got it.
This man was in the 101st Airborne, so when you write your nasty letters in... when you mention the national anthem and talk about playing it in any unorthodox way, you immediately get a guaranteed percentage of hate mail. People who say, how dare
anyone... That's not unorthodox.
It isn't unorthodox?
No, no. I thought it was beautiful. Then there you go. You know.
Son, Jerry Springer. Our kids are not Gap kids. Our young people are not teenage witches. Nor are they clueless to the fact that they neither have nor want anything in common with Dawson's Creek, popular, or spoiled white rich babies 90210. We see no difference between Michael Jordan, Tiger Woods, and Ronald McDonald. We will not knuckle under to your devious children's programming, whose sole message is to buy ever more officially overpriced merchandise and toys. And the relentless branding of little kids to the point where they're teased and ostracized at school because the logo on their shirt don't match the logo on their shoes. Or worse yet, their mama can't afford those expensive Tommy brand name clothes in the first place. And we will not let Campbell's Soup, Old Navy, MTV, or anyone else hammer into the minds of girls as young as 6 years old that they should always hate their bodies and always be on a diet.
They're all the same. I'll show you politics in America. Here it is, right here. I think the puppet on the right shares my beliefs. I think the puppet on the left is more to my liking. Hey, wait a minute. There's one guy holding up both puppets. Shut up. Go back to bed, America. Your government is in control. Here's Love Connection. Watch this and get fat and stupid.
I don't care what you believe, but you got to admit beliefs are odd. You know what I mean? You have to admit that. Folks, it's time to evolve ideas. We're going evolution. And the reason our institutions, our traditional religions are all crumbling is because they're no longer relevant. They're no longer relevant. So it's time for us to create a new philosophy and perhaps even a new religion, you see. And that's okay, because that's our right, because we are free children of God with minds who can imagine anything. Well, that's kind of our role. Psychically, physically, emotionally. And I realized our true nature is spirit, not body, that we are eternal beings, and God's love is unconditional, and there's nothing we can ever do to change that. It is only our illusion that we are separate from God or that we are alone. In fact, the reality is we are one with God, and He loves us.